Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki's a great member of our Brain Trust. 8 years she's been hanging out with us, and we appreciate her very much. She's one of the top experts on career development on the planet. She's the author of Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. We know who they are, and you know who you are too, right? Also, 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. She's been trying to improve my etiquette here for 8 years, folks, with only a slight amount of success. Vicki, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
It's good that you're always welcome here, Vicki. So one of the things that I know you want to talk about today are some skills that you need to have in your day job. And I was pointing out, you know, to the audience that these are things that are important in the interview process and in the continuous execution of your job, right?
Correct. I mean, to me, I would say that today, the number one skill, especially if your business is remote, is being organized. You really have to have an extra degree of organization just to be able to deal with all the Zoom meetings, you know, and the remote hangouts and all these things that we now have to learn.
And can we agree that organization is in the eye of the beholder? Isn't the organization not what it looks like but how effective it is?
Yes.
Because if you saw my office, you probably wouldn't think I was a very organized person, but I'm actually pretty organized. It's just my organization. What do you think?
It's just in the results, you know.
Thank you.
I mean, are you the person hosting the meeting? Is the meeting starting on time? Do you know what you're doing with the technology?
Right.
You know, are people showing up? I mean, it's that type of a thing. Plus, let's say you're working from your home office now because you can't go into the office. Are you telling your kids not to come in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Are you making sure your dog isn't barking while you're having the meeting? That type
right.
of thing.
Right. And I know, you and I know people who are so organized that they can't get beyond that to deal with any kind of disruption. You know what I mean? I mean, if they have to pivot, they can't pivot because it's not part of their organization. You can get locked up in this too, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, you can be very rigid. And then every disruption, you know, will make you jump and will really
right.
bother you.
Right.
But in general, I would say being organized is a really great quality to have, especially with remote work.
One of my mentors said to me one time, check your position. And what he meant was, look around you. And we were talking about other things, but if you're wondering if you're organized, I think you said it earlier, you know, ask yourself, okay, I don't know, it doesn't matter whether I look organized or whether other people think I'm organized in terms of what they see, but am I delivering? Do I show up on time? Do I meet deadlines? If I can't meet deadlines, do I tell someone, all right, I'm not gonna make it? Do you have that kind of an awareness? And having an internal clock and an internal calendar is pretty handy for organization, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I find that a lot of times, if there's a deadline, I think the best way to handle it often is to work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take the deadline and
Good
work
idea.
Backwards from when the project is due, and then figure out what you need to do today.
I agree. That's an excellent point. All right. What's next?
Well, we just sort of covered it, but I would say flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be so rigid that you can't do your tasks, you know, that one little disruption changes things. But for example, let's say people are all on different time zones, right? And I'm on Eastern, you know, I'm in the Eastern time zone, and therefore things that are from 9 to 5 work for me, you know, Eastern time. But other people may not be. They may be around the country right now. So you have to be somewhat flexible with when you're willing to meet. And, you know, it's just helpful for teamwork to be flexible, too.
And in the last 10 months, if you haven't been flexible, you probably haven't been a very happy camper, have you?
No. Also, you have to have the flexibility to be willing to work at home, you know, maybe, and not go in.
Yeah.
Or deal with, you know, whatever your office's requirements are for remote work now.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, another thing that I'd like to point out in the middle of both of these things here that I think is really important, you may think you are a multitasker, but it might be that you're having to multitask because you're not getting rid of jobs. You're not finishing jobs. And
right.
And so, to me, don't be proud of your multitasking. You'll know your multitasking isn't working when you start missing deadlines or when you don't show up on time or when you don't have your stuff together from an organization standpoint. That's when you need to look back and say, okay, which one of these 20 things I'm managing, I'm multitasking, which one of these could actually be put to bed? Could I wrap up and put a bow on? What do you think, Vicki? Last thoughts on that one.
Right. I mean, just the ability to delegate and to say, I don't want to take this on. I can't take this on. You know, to know yourself,
right.
I think
right.
is like just a great skill to have.
Or just finish the job. Get it off your table. That's
yeah.
If I've got one skill that that's kept me alive, it's that when I have a project, I put it to bed. I finish it. I give it a date certain, and I let it go.
Right.
All right, what's next?
Right.
We got
sometimes
time for one.
You know,
we got time for
to
one
get
more.
A B and just let the project go than to get an A, you know, and
yeah.
hold on to it
right.
for months on end.
Collaboration, I got 30 seconds. Talk to us about collaboration.
Oh, collaboration today, it means something a little bit different than it used to mean. It means being able to work with others on platforms like Google Drive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to understand the technology and work with people across, you know, different platforms. And sometimes the platform you like isn't the one that they like, but you still have to be able to work with them.
That's exactly right. And collaboration means something a whole lot different today than it did 10 months ago, right?
Exactly. It's not just walking down the hall
that's
and
right.
being a good person, you know? It's actually hopping online and being able to deal with the technology.
Exactly. Different interfaces. I need your website quickly.
Vicki. It's Vicki, VickyOliver.com.
All right, check it out, folks. Her books are there and all the things she writes, including this article we're working off of. 20 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with our good friend Vicki Oliver.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.